everybody. Welcome to your weekly Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm your host, Laura Molitor. You can find out more about me and about my coaching services at beingfreenow.com. I want to bring our attention to something that I know is hindering me and maybe holding you up also in truly claiming that life that's full and also full of joy. There's an idea floating around out there that getting older means becoming more afraid, limited in our endeavors and our abilities, even maybe in the context of the modern world, so-called. There's this belief among both those of advancing years and those younger perceiving those people, perhaps, that when one becomes beyond what society calls youthful and into what we may call middle age and beyond, that we're becoming something less than, adventurous or eager, kind of go get 'em. We may decide to own wisdom and perhaps even to have a certain pride about that. There's nothing wrong with wisdom, but if wisdom also includes putting on the stops because our wisdom, so-called, has deemed that what we know has caused us to fear, then we're not really that wise after all. Because fear is not wisdom. Having clear and alert eyes and awareness gained through experience is just absolutely wonderful. But choosing to agree that gaining a higher number of years means losing gusto for things is a false belief. It isn't one we created, but it's one that we may be agreeing to either consciously or unconsciously. Let's take an active stand against that. Become increasingly aware that I am looking at new things I might have in the past totally approached with maybe caution and preparation, but now that I would approach with a measure of fear or even complete resignation that I can't have it happen at all and then give up on it, that's just not right. Everything was new at one point. In fact, knowing that, it's helping me to get out of that sense of limitation and fear about life and its new opportunities now. I look back and say, I did this and that, not knowing what it was about. If anything, I was more shy and with a less sense of my worth in those years. And yet, something would come up and I would go for it. I didn't always succeed, and you know, that might be the key. Collected failures in our memory loom really large and cause us to feel so weighed down that history overtakes us and we don't have any energy to move forward. But those apparent failures were really just simply growing and progressing and learning. And if we really stop focusing on those things and start to see all we have done and learned without really knowing what we were doing at that time, we can start to realize that what we have now is simply more wisdom about what doesn't work as well, not less courage. Don't buy the invitation to be afraid of life tomorrow. Life tomorrow is new and you're new in it, just like you've always been. And life is God, and God will take you where you need to go. You really never have done anything alone or without him, and you're not going to start now because you're of a certain age. I'm seeing myself afraid of all sorts of things, and frankly, it's really starting to make me angry now. That might not be the most admirable state of mind, but it is getting me thinking. What the heck? I don't need to do great physical exploits of endurance and athleticism, although I could if you wanted to. I never really was into that. But I certainly shouldn't feel that kind of thing isn't possible. But the point is, as opportunities call to me that I really do want to do and sound engaging and interesting, I have to see that the fear that wants to come in, as if it is legitimate because I am older, needs to be replaced with that sense of knowing better because I know who's in charge and where he, God, is leading me. Growth, progress, not age, expanding, not tapering, bigger and better adventures, not small and fearful belittlement of self or life. It's really got to stop for me and everyone, because fear like this is not wisdom. It's not rational. It's a belief floating around that youth can do all and that youth is more needed and admirable and relevant. No, we may not know every new technology, but do you really think God, who's older than time, is now powerless to express himself fully in every way? We don't need to emulate another age. What we need to do is own up to our own greatness and not argue against it by placing the limits of fear or of society on us. Let's shift things for us and for everyone in a direction of respect for ourselves and for others of whatever age, so-called, knowing our uniqueness that we each have, and let's tell fear to take a, you know, flying leap for itself. Resignation based on fear may feel nice and safe. If it really does make you happy and comfortable and peaceful, then I'm not going to tell you do anything about it and try to change and be something you're not interested in being. But maybe comfort isn't all you seek. Maybe you seek joy and fulfillment, a reason to get up in the morning, fresh things to appreciate, a greater sense of your own ability and worth. But maybe we need to take a stand against that unfair fear. Look at yourself. Who are you? You're God's idea. You were not made to fear, but with power and love and a sound mind, as the Bible tells us. That promise doesn't have an expiration date. Take a look at all you've done, in small and big ways in your human life, and see your own history of fearlessness, not the negative stuff that tries to be the focal point of your story. Hit the high points and write them down. Cherish your amazing capacity to do things you have never done before. That's still you. Look at the spiritual qualities involved in all that you did. Again, it wasn't you doing those things, it was those qualities you expressed. Maybe patience and persistence, energy, willingness, devotion, intelligence, helpfulness. Those qualities have not gone anywhere. They belong to you because you express God and His qualities and His unwaning life. We can claim those qualities anew and express them and other qualities, including that wonderful wisdom you have that is certainly wise enough to see that fear isn't legitimate. Fear is not a good excuse, and it's not your true state of being yesterday, today, or tomorrow. Well, thanks for listening. If you want to get those fears out of your head and out of your life and move forward and onward and upward, whatever your number says, I'm here for you. So give me a shout. You can find out more about how to connect with me at beingfreenow.com, or you can just feel free to email me at lauramolitor@gmail.com with any thoughts or questions, or to set up some time to talk. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.